The Obama administration announced last September that it is awarding and it set aside $1.3 billion for recompense to women and Hispanic farmers who had not received subsidized farm loans or had not even applied for subsidized farm loans from 1981 to 2000. Tom Vilsack, the agriculture secretary, said his agency was following the, quote, path to justice, inviting women and Hispanic farmers and ranchers who allege past discrimination to come forward to receive compensation. Compensation. Now, what is a farmer under this? Here's the criteria. If you've sold more than $1,000 in agricultural commodities in a given year, you're a farmer. That's 150 bushels of wheat or one horse, okay? I mean, just round this off. In other words, the Obama administration has apparently discovered a constitutional right for every citizen to squander tax dollars while farming. The errant Fox law firm in Washington, D.C. thinks this whole thing is unfair. They have taken exception to the USDA requirement that claimants submit solid evidence, as I just indicated, $1,000, that they actually farmed in the late 20th century. They don't even want you to have to prove it. Which, by the way, there is a precedent for this in the for the black farmers, for African-American farmers, there was a settlement. More than 90,000 African-Americans filed claims before the deadline of 2012 for asserting that they were wrongly denied farm loans between the 1980s and through 2000. The Census Bureau had estimated that at most there were 33,000 black-operated farms nationwide. 90,000 African-Americans filed because there was no need to prove anything. You were African-American. You said you were a farmer. Therefore, you get money. And for those people who are telling me, listen, Roger, people don't vote who aren't citizens because you can't vote if you're not a citizen. And you get that form and it says you have to certify you're a citizen. People won't cheat. Really? Really? The worst thing about these farm loans is that when you got them, it wasn't always good for you. The Government Accountability Office has estimated that a quarter of bankruptcies among farm borrowers from the USDA in the 1980s occurred because the farmers received too many subsidized loans. Almost half of them were delinquent in the mid-1990s. The agency wrote off $15 billion in bad farm loans between 89 and 96 alone. All of this from a Mr. James Bovard, the author of a new book called Public Policy Hooligan. It is pretty interesting because the bottom line of this for farmers today, there is no shortage of private loans, commercial loans available through banks and other institutions. There's no shortage for credit-worthy farmers. USDA loan programs exist, apparently, solely to let Congress steer money to politically favored applicants. Don't you feel foolish sometimes for working for a living? Sometimes I do. I am not smart enough to make this kind of money by simply applying for it and meeting the deadline and asserting with a straight face that I'm a farmer. $1,000 in a year? You could be doing a garden and make that kind of money.